So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. It's a fun little animated movie for kids.
Oh, that sounds like fun. What's it about?
It's about this girl, Coraline, who finds a magical secret passage to an alternate world that has alternate versions of her parents.
Oh, that's actually perfect. I've been promising my daughter that I'd produce a kid's movie, and let me just call her real quick, okay? She's gonna love this.
Sure.
Hey, Cindy, Daddy's finally gonna make a children's movie, just like he promised, okay?
Such a sweet moment.
She's super happy. This is really gonna help our family situation.
Anyway, Coraline's other parents have buttons sewn into their skulls where their eyes should be.
Daddy's gonna call you back, okay, Cindy?
Bye, Cindy.
What was that about the buttons?
Oh, they all have buttons sewn into their eyeballs, and Coraline's other mother has a history of stealing children's eyeballs and sewing buttons in their places.
Oh my god.
With needles so sharp you can barely feel them.
Oh, I thought I heard you say it was a kid's movie.
Yeah. Kids are gonna love it. There's a talking cat and stuff.
Oh, talking cats are tight.
They sure are, sir.
That button thing sounds like a super horrifying element, though, but start from the beginning. Maybe I'm not getting it.
Sure, well, Coraline and her parents move into a new place, but her parents are too busy to spend time with her.
Sounds like a good kids movie so far.
And she meets this local kid named YB.
Oh, that's a cute name.
It's short for Why Born.
Wow, okay, that's like one step up from naming your kid Mistake.
Yeah, and he says that his grandmother owns the Pink Palace Apartments and doesn't usually let kids move in, but he's not supposed to talk about it.
Oh.
And later, if you put two and two together, you're like, oh, it's because she knows that kids keep disappearing from there.
Yeesh, so why does she allow Coraline and her family to move in?
So the movie can happen.
Gotcha.
So anyway, YB gives Coraline a doll he found that looks exactly like her, except it has buttons for eyes.
Instant red flag, so she throws it away?
No, she carries it around, and eventually it starts changing places on its own.
Another massive red flag, so she throws it away?
She does not, and eventually she finds a passageway to the other world that's like a more colorful version of her home.
Where the parents have buttons sewn into their skulls, please tell me that's a red flag for her.
Oh yeah, that does freak her out.
Okay, good.
For about 5 seconds, then she immediately and completely gets over it and has dinner with them.
Oh, she does.
Yeah, and she's gonna go back to the real world, and that's just gonna confirm how amazing everything is in the other world.
How so?
Well, like, she wants her mom to buy her a pair of $25 gloves, but she doesn't want to.
Totally reasonable decision, actually.
So Coraline's gonna go back into the other world and just have a great time.
Oh yeah? What kind of stuff does she do?
Well, these two silly old ladies are gonna put on a big show and the audience is gonna be filled with dogs.
Oh, okay. You know what? Other than the button thing and the doll thing, this actually sounds like a pretty good movie for kids.
And the two old ladies are gonna be practically naked. One of them's barely covering up her nipples.
Oh, there it is.
And eventually, Coraline's gonna start to catch on that stuff in the other world is kind of weird.
Finally, so how does she start to catch on?
Well, first of all, her other mother tells her she can stay forever if she gets her eyeballs replaced with buttons.
Wow, at this point, I'm surprised she caught on that that's a red flag.
Yeah, and also her other father and other YB start to warn her that other mother created this whole place just to lure her in.
So how are other father and other YB able to warn her?
What do you mean?
Well, if the other mother created the whole world, that means she also created other father and other YB.
Right.
So why would she create them with free will and an understanding of good and evil?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
So eventually Coraline's gonna get thrown inside a mirror where she's gonna meet the eyeless ghosts of children that have been there so long they've forgotten their lives.
Oh, why are you like this?
It's just fun times.
What kind of awful stuff happened to you as a kid?
You couldn't possibly imagine. So anyway, the dead kids are like, if you find our eyes, you'll free our souls.
So she sets out to find the eyes.
Yes, she has to find all three of them.
I thought you said there were three kids, so she'd have to find six eyeballs.
Listen, who's to say how many eyes humans have?
Biologists.
Yeah, nobody knows.
So I imagine it's gonna be hard for Coraline to wander around in a world that other mother completely created and look for the dead kid eyes.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're gonna say that the other mother has a thing for games, so Coraline's gonna be like, I have a game. Let me try to find the eyeballs.
And that works.
It does, and so then she does.
Wow, well, I'm glad the horrifying moments are over and we can wrap up.
And then another mother's gonna turn into a giant spider with needles for limbs, and her eyes are gonna get gouged out, and she's gonna blindly chase Coraline through a giant, disgusting web and try to rip her eyes out. Did you hear what I said?
I did.
So what do you think of the movie?
Well, it sounds absolutely horrifying, but I already promised my daughter we'd make it, so I guess my hands are tied.
Fantastic.
And I think if I hire a band like They Might Be Giants to put together kind of a fun soundtrack, we could maybe make this enjoyable for kids.
Oh, that's a really good way to lighten things up. I'm gonna make sure that doesn't work out.
What?
Hey guys, Ryan here. Hope you liked that pitch meeting. Let me know in the comments section what other movies you'd like to see pitches for. We also have a ton of these on the channel you could check out. As well as some new series, we have one called Theory Battle that's a lot of fun. A really cool documentary about the Joker just went up. So check those out. Give this video a like if you liked it. You could also subscribe to the channel and check back soon for a new pitch. Those are all the things that you can do. Bye-bye.